Welcome. This is Kennedy Foster. Welcome to the Heal It Show today. Appreciate you joining us. We are emotions. We all have them, right? And sometimes our emotions are out of control. And sometimes they're not. But when you're feeling an emotion that is taking you into a place where it starts to shut down your cognitive thinking, you start to maybe lose your energy, lose your focus, you lose that precious gift of being able to connect and understand. Because what happens when we get too emotional, we start to go within ourselves. We start to disconnect from the world. So is that you? Does that happen to you? Are your emotions up and down and up and down? Well, listen, emotions aren't a bad thing. They're great. It's wonderful we have emotions. In fact, emotions, passion, everything, you know, move us in passion and purpose and, you know, move our life forward. But when emotions aren't managed in the right way, they can really lead us down a poor path. Give you an example. Have you ever made a choice out of anger? Have you ever made that choice and then later regretted it because you weren't thinking clearly? You weren't in your right space? Of course you have. Anybody that's ever been angry and made emotions, got emotional and made a choice out of that has probably regretted it at some level. If you're conscious. If you're not, well, maybe you just go on. But I believe most conscious people would go, wow, okay, I have to take a look at this. So the question is, how do we master our emotions? How do we have, you know, from my point of view, everything comes out of this thing we call the universe soul or spirit. And out of that comes individual souls, right? So the spirit is over the soul. Well, the soul is over the mind, subconscious, conscious, and superconscious mind. And the mind is over our emotions, emotions over actions, actions over results, and results over your destiny. So let's just start at the level of mind, conscious and subconscious mind. When you have stuck, let's say, emotions that you haven't resolved, you ever been in a situation where somebody says something to you and all of a sudden, boom, you're reacting to it? Well, there's something going on below the surface, right? Something maybe that hasn't been resolved, something that you need to maybe look at, right? So that you don't keep reacting. Wouldn't you like to like take care of that and let go of that and learn how to manage that no matter what's happening in your life? Well, that's what we're talking about today. I have a very special guest, and she's written a book. The book is called Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint, A Powerful Guide to Transformation Through Detangling Multi-Generational Patterns. So if that topic is of interest to you, which I'm sure it is, I encourage you to listen to the whole show today and also, of course, pass it on to people that you care about and love. Listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my first guest and only guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody. As promised, I have a very special guest today, Judy Wilkins-Smith. Welcome to the Heal It Show. Judy, I'm so glad to have you.
Hi, Ken. It's lovely to be with you.
You know, I love the title of your new book, Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint, A Powerful Guide to Transformation Through Detangling Multi-Generation Patterns. I can hardly wait to jump into that. But before I do, I want to introduce you. So Judy Wilkins-Smith is a highly regarded executive coach, family patterns, systemic work, and constellations expert, transformational speaker, and author who is passionate about individual growth, visionary leadership, and positive accelerated global change. She's the founder of the Systems Dynamic for Individuals and Organizations. She has 20 years of expertise assisting high-performance individuals, Fortune 500 executives such as Chevron, JP Morgan, Kellogg, ExxonMobil, and legacy families in limiting cycles. And well, let's just stop there. You've done a lot. You have done a whole bunch. It's so glad to have you here. I kind of want to jump into the emotional side of this, but before I do, I want to kind of get your story. Where did you start along this, writing this book, and why did you even write it?
I wrote the book because people kept nagging me. It's as simple as that. I was doing a whole lot of live events and people kept saying, but we need this in a book. We need to be able to take this home with us. And so I very reluctantly wrote a tiny little skinny book. And then somebody said to me, no, this needs to be a proper book, a big book, and you need a literary agent. And I went, no, I don't. So anyway, I wound up writing the book, getting a literary agent and getting a contract with Sounds True. And they've been phenomenal.
That's awesome. Well, was it inspired out of, you know, you've spoke all over the world. You've touched the lives of so many people. Did it come out of the watching individuals struggle with their emotions? You know, where people coming up to you going, how do I manage this? What happened there?
No, what it really was I was tired of, because of the systemic work in constellations. If you do systemic work in constellations, it means, first of all, we're studying you within a system. So you don't just happen. You come from a family system and it impacts you. And then a constellation is a 3D version of what lives inside your head. So whatever issue it is, we put out in front of you in 3D, and people kept on being blown away. But they would say, you know, only certain people can do this work. And I got to, this is ridiculous. We're all capable of moving to the next level, of shifting ourselves, mastering our emotions, and using the higher level ones, not the lower level ones. So I got tired of listening to people saying only the experts can do it. And I decided everybody was an expert in their own life. It needed to be written.
It needed to be written, for sure. And let's talk about that, the constellations process. Like, talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay, so it's a super interesting thing. The first thing for people to understand is that we sense into each other's systems all the time. We've just never been taught that we do. You look at somebody and you go, oh my goodness, I don't want to come near you. You look a little angry. Or you look at someone else and you go, you look so friendly. I want to come be by you. What we're doing is sensing into their systems. And if that doesn't explain it, when you watch something like America's Got Talent or American Idol, and you get goosebumps when you watch one of the contestants, you've just sensed into their systems. So we have that capability. So with that capability, what happens is this. You come and you sit down, you say, you know what? I've struggled with finances or relationships or leadership my whole life. And I want to understand what it is because I want to go to the next level. I'm tired of being stuck. So we look at what are the components of your issue. Excuse me. So perhaps it's mom, dad, organization, perhaps it's money. And we identify those components. And then I say to you, okay, Ken, I want you to give me a picture of what that looks like. And we pick representatives. If I'm at a live event, it'll be live representatives. And I say to you, give me a picture of that. So are mom and dad facing each other? Do they face away? What does that 3D process look like? And you have this whole 3D piece that emerges in front of you. Well, that's part one. Part two is you're now using vision, hearing. You're talking about what it is that goes on for you. You're walking through it. So you're literally doing a 3D tour of what's happening for you. And because of that, you start to have insights that you otherwise wouldn't have. And now we see the picture emerge and we see where the obstacles are and we see where the possibilities are. And because it's happening in real time, you have that fabulous, well-known aha experience. It clicks, and suddenly you start to rewire right in the moment. So you're rewiring thoughts, feelings, and actions. And I'll have people who say, I'm angry with my mother. I can't look at her or my father. I don't ever want to speak to them again. And we put up dad, and then we put up dad's dad and what happened there. And suddenly you see the compassion emerge. And you see the person say, I get it. I know where my pattern comes from. The thing about patterns is they are a little bit of magic, practical magic, because every pattern that lives in your family system and echoes down to you is there for a reason. Mm. It's for you to see it as a strength, or it's saying to you, I need to stop now. You're the one to write the next chapter. And so when people get that at a visceral level, you have very large shifts, and sometimes maybe a small one with a bigger one later, but it also holds and it takes.
I get it. You know, I've done the constellation work, and I have to tell you, it's extremely powerful. I want to talk to my audience. This work is extremely powerful. Judy, you may not know this, but I've been a business strategist and a life coach for a little over 30 years. One of the things I do with my clients is I'll have them list all of the things that the qualities of their mom, the qualities of their dad, and list them all out. And then I have another category that you either own that quality or you resolve that quality. So if dad was angry, I own it. That's who I am. That's passed down. I've got that. But you know, that's the start. The next step is doing the work. That's the start. Just acknowledgement is the start. But then we got to do the work. And that's what Judy's talking about. So this is really powerful. Judy, I got to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'd like to take a deeper dive on maybe how to identify and understand the limiting patterns within the individual and how that we can break through those patterns. All right.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking to Judy Wilkins-Smith, and we're talking about how to unwind your family emotions. I'll put it in those terms. Let's talk a little bit about the how do we understand those limiting beliefs inside of us? Like, you know, I think we touched on that. You touched on that a little bit about, let's say somebody has a pattern where they just don't seem to be able to go to the next level in a relationship or in their job or in, you know, in whatever they're trying to do, exercise or whatever. There's something that seems to be limiting, but they don't know what that is. So how do we look at the epigenetic patterns within them and be able to break that? What's the process there?
Okay, so for me, I always say to my clients, what I want you to do is sit down and write down what is the issue that I want to resolve. Where am I stuck? Hmm. Okay, number one. Then I want you to write down your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions around that. Just write them all down. After that, I want you to ask yourself, when did this start for me? What was happening in my life at the time? What did I make it mean about me? And what did I make it mean about others? And then last question is, so is there a similar pattern in my family? If there is, then we want to start looking at, okay, what happened in your family? But many people don't have that information. And so what you then want to do is timeline your own life. Just write down all of the significant events because you will see the patterns starting to emerge.
That's really good. And once someone has the pattern in the book, okay, is there a way to release those patterns?
Yeah, so here's the way to not release the pattern. And you'll know this from constellation work, everything belongs. So what's happening is if you're stuck, there is a limiting pattern that's outlived its usefulness. what is now a problem was once a solution. Okay, so we can use that as a source of wisdom. What we ask, what we notice then is, here's the pattern that wants to stop. But what's the pattern that wants to start? So we look at two things. What wants to stop? What wants to start? The one that wants to start is the chapter that only you can write. It's what you add to the picture. It's what you add to your family system. If dad was always angry, like you said, you're the one to actually bring peace. You're the one to actually be able to kind of click out just a little bit from the anger in the nervous system and ask, how do I calm down? What works for me to bring me right down? And now how do I bring peace? What do I want to do with that? But here's the trick. Whatever it is that you're wanting has to be strong enough than where you are right now. So you create an adventure, you create a from to. And I say to people, write down the from, put it at one end of the room, write down the to and put it at the other end of the room, and then put yourself where you are now. Are you closer to the family pattern or that systemic trance? Or are you closer to what you want? If you're closer to the family pattern, there's something that needs to be resolved. What is the conversation or the piece that you need to say that stops this one? Maybe it's everybody in the family has done this for generations. It's my turn to change this. For all of you who couldn't, I can. And then, Ken, it's literally, again, writing down, what are your thoughts, feelings, and actions around what you want to accomplish? And they've really got to be coupled with a higher emotion, in other words, gratitude, excitement, enthusiasm, and it's got to be so committed that it pulls you right past all of your excuses and your sadnesses and your reasons for sitting on the couch and staying stuck.
Well, I love that a lot. You know, as you're explaining this to me, I'm thinking about some of the patterns that have gone on in my own life. And so let's use the from to pattern. Okay. Yeah. I like that. So let's say somebody is, and first of all, I want to say something that we talked about earlier before the show. There's nobody that's broken here. There's nothing that really needs to, quote, get fixed. It's about transformation. It's about, we live in duality. We live in, you know, up and down, black and white, you know, fat and skinny. What, you know, we live in that place. So it's what Judy's talking about is breaking. You're in one pattern. Maybe you're overweight right now. So you're heavy. And you're saying, well, I want to go from that to, let's say, I don't know, whatever your ideal body weight is. And so now it's looking at the patterns that have created that. And being able to go to the next level. Is that what we're talking about here, Judy?
That's very much what you're talking about. And you want to make it so exciting that you can't resist yourself. So if you want to be a little thinner, what's that going to bring you? What are the things that you can list off the top of your head that go, just imagine me thinner. Just imagine me in that costume or that outfit doing this. Imagine me being fitter. Well, if I'm fitter, just imagine I could lead a class in. So give yourself really clear reasons for wanting to do that. And it's got to be compelling. The other thing with emotions, that the higher emotions, you've got to commit to that. And the way to do that, Ken, is head, heart, gut. If your head says yes and your gut says no, it's not happening. If your head says yes and your heart says no, it's not happening. It's when your heart opens and goes absolutely and your head goes yes and your gut goes, we're on an adventure. That's when it happens. And that, by the way, is how you manifest. It's got to be head, heart, gut aligned. And for people who tell me that's really hard work and it's too difficult, not true, because you do it every day when you tell yourself negative things. You're aligning head, heart, and gut, but you're doing it negatively. So you're perfectly capable of doing it positively.
You know, and I love that. And, you know, you and I have been doing this for years and we can talk about it. But I think sometimes my audience is like, wow, this sounds really good, but you know, I don't know if I can do it. I don't, you know, there's some resistance that goes on for individuals. They're kind of resistant sometimes to even learning a new thing or finding the time to do it. Is that one of the patterns that we get to break here?
Oh, it's totally one of the patterns we get to break here. It's like, that's going to be work. Yes. And I had my aha, I think, with that when back in South Africa, somebody walked in and I had very buck teeth. And they said to me, hi, Bugs Bunny. And I remember clearly standing in the moment and going, they could say that to me in 2 years' time again. Or I could walk over to the orthodontist's office right now and I could get those braces on and we could do something very different. And I remember thinking, oh, that's it. It's when I make the commitment to myself, the no excuses commitment, and it connects, that nobody's going to unseat me from that. I'm doing it. And this is for your listeners. It's not rocket science. It's commitment, elevated emotion. We're doing this. And you don't let anybody unseat you. And one small other thing, don't go telling everybody what you're doing, because people really want to go rain on the parade. Don't do it. Do it, then show it.
Yeah, I call that sacred silence. That's what my wife and I call that. And we just, you know, whether it's building a new business or whether it's losing weight or whether it's moving to a new city, it doesn't matter. Until it's complete, we just keep it between us and or individuals we know will really support that decision. So I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, I got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to take a deeper dive into the work and also into the book. You got so much to share. I just love this. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest, Judy Wilkins-Smith. Before I do, though, I want to ask you to go to our YouTube channel, and subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes. You can go there and subscribe. You can also get a lot of our past episodes at voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. All of our shows are up there, or heal it.us. All right, back to my guest, Judy Wilkins-Smith. Judy, welcome back. Judy, let's talk a little bit about genealogical DNA results and how we can interpret those if we've got those so that we can apply that to the work that we're talking about today.
Okay, so, and that, by the way, is going to apply to my next book because it's all about that, but let's touch on that. So when you get results, what you're going to notice is that genealogy tells you where you belong. That's genealogy 1.0. Genealogy 2.0 starts to be to look at the events around your place of origin. And those events create triggers for the participants in the event. In other words, if it was my great-grandmother, she was in a war, she gets triggered by war, that trigger then passes down. So what events were there? How did it affect the family? What decisions did they make? How did those decisions affect me?
I love that. And of course, you know, I have a belief in reincarnation. So it's like, well, great-grandma might even been in me. Okay, I might have been great-grandma. You know, so it brings it even closer home.
Yeah. Well, yes, it does. And here's the thing. I don't know about reincarnation. I will tell you two things. One, I try to address everything I can as gracefully as I can because I don't want to repeat it. So that's number one. But number two, if there isn't such a thing as reincarnation, the patterns certainly do reincarnate.
They do. And they're passed down through DNA. Is that how they're passed down, or genes? Or
So what happens is it's that epigenetic impact, when that is strong enough, it starts to activate on-off switches on your DNA. And the other piece, of course, is by word of mouth, by feelings that are passed down, and by watching the actions. You watch your mother and your grandmother struggle. What do you say? I'm not doing that. I'm getting an education. And right there, you have an emotional DNA flip. So your emotional DNA is your patterns of thoughts, feelings, and actions. And we can't do anything yet much with physical DNA, but we can do everything with emotional DNA. That is your piece of magic.
Well, yeah, epigenetics. That's you want to define that for us real quick so that my audience gets it, the ones that you and I talk about it, but a lot of people might not know what that
is. I'm not even going to define it, but I'm going to explain it. So if you have an event that's strong enough, the emotion is strong enough, that creates impact on your on-off switches, your genetic on-off switches. So you activate or deactivate those switches. Now, there are lots of studies done about that. There's the Great Dutch Hunger Winter, where they studied women who'd been, an entire city had been encircled by the Nazis. And so what happened was they didn't have food and water for 3 months. They had to exist off what was there. And when they did subsequent studies, they could see that the PTSD markers were elevated in those women, but they were also elevated in the children. But they were also elevated in the children's children and the children's children's children. And so it was a very clear demonstration. Since then, there have been multiple studies done on this, and it's very well understood. But the basics of it is, if you have a significant event and you have a significant emotion around that event, it's going to affect you.
Very good. You know, NASA did a study a while back on children. Yeah, children 1 to 3 years old. And well, before they did that, first of all, they did the study on their scientists and engineers, right? They wanted to see their creativity levels. They wanted to understand how their minds are working, that type of thing. And it was so successful for NASA that they took it and applied the study to children 1 to 3 years old. They again wanted to see the creativity levels. And what they noticed is that between 1 and 3, most children were at 98% on their scale of genius level. By the time they got to 5, they were 30% were genius. By the time they get to adults, 2% were the genius piece, right? So, right? You get it. So it's like, well, how do we get back to genius? Let's talk about that, because I think this is the work you're doing.
I like that. It's exactly the work I'm doing. How do you get back to genius means you don't take on all of those old patterns. Sounds easy. But you start to pay attention to, what do I think about money? What do I think about leadership? What do I think about health? What do I think about relationships? Where did that come from? Is it mine or is it not mine? If it's mine, okay, I can do something. If it's not mine, who does it go back to? Because it sure doesn't belong to me. And how would I like it to look? And then you start to rewire the brain. One new thought, one new feeling, one new action at a time, with commitment and elevated emotions. And honestly, it's not difficult. If you do it that way, you start building your way back to genius. You start filling your library with wants are very big, cans, wants, shoulds, coulds. Instead of you shoulda, coulda, wouldas, it's now, this is what I want to do. This is how we're going to do it. This is who I am. And instead of having somebody else define us or a system define us, we start to redefine the system. And now, instead of living or repeating the life of my mother and my grandmother, I'm now fully present, and my future is no longer my predictable future.
I love that, Judy. I love it. And what I'm hearing is, like, you know, my audience, so while I'm speaking to you, if you want to stop being a slave to your emotions, slave to wherever you're stuck in, okay, and you want to be free, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting rid of shame, guilt, remorse, shoulda, coulda, wouldas, like Judy said, you know, any kind of hurts or harms or patterns in the past that have really stopped you from tuning in, allowing that creative force of yours to really flow through again. So that's what we're talking about. Now, I love what you said. You said it's easy to do. So listen, I want to hit, okay, we got your book up there on the screen, right? Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint. And Judy, it is the formula to heal heal, it's a good word, you know, or change it, transform it. Is it in the book?
Oh, yeah. It is all the way through the book. I wrote it exactly for that reason, so that people could go into it, dive into it, start applying it, and start to see the change in their lives. It's right there. And it's with practical stories and practical exercises and applications.
I love that. Now, with the book, where do people get the book?
everywhere. Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, you name it, it's there. And if they want to listen to it, it's also on Audible. And I'm the one who narrated that.
Well, I know one thing. I'm going to get it on Audible. I know that because this is an important book. It's an important work that's been out in the world. And I appreciate you bringing that to the world. Let me ask you this. What are some of the benefits that people will walk away with that book?
Oh, my goodness. Change your life. I mean, actually have a really big life. Love the life that you're doing. You can change health, leadership, wealth, you name it. It's in there. And the benefits of that are really, really understanding that you are not a victim. You are not a victim. No matter where you are, somebody said to me not long ago, they'd been raped. And they said to me, I was a victim and I had no choice. I said, you always have choice. She said, no, I had no choice. I said, you had a choice. Did you choose to live or did you choose to die? And she said, oh. And she said to me, she came back to me after that. She said to me, I think that changed everything for me. I suddenly realized I was master of my own life, not victim to somebody else's act. And this is it. We cannot be victims, A, to somebody else's act or to decisions made by our ancestors. What are we doing? When we do that, we're not moving the world forward. Ken and I spoke about this at the beginning. We have a real, real chance to make that leap, to turn around and to get back to that genius level, Ken, that you were talking about. We have a real chance. If you read the book and you really apply it, if you attend live events, whatever you do, you have a real chance to walk away with a life extremely well lived.
Well, you know, right now it's kind of funny, but technology is outpacing emotional maturity. And we like Judy said, we have the ability to turn that around. You know, when I say pet technology is, you know, outpacing it, I mean, we have the ability, of course, and have had the ability since 1945 to blow up the whole planet with the bombs, right? But, you know, we're doing wars, we're doing manipulation and greed, and we got environmental issues. We've got all this issues that are going on out there. But listen, how do we change that? Sometimes you feel hopeless. I know I did. But then I realized, you know what? Judy's saying this, take responsibility, 100% responsibility for your own life, your own choices, start healing your own patterns. And once we do that, we can actually make a difference. Why? Because we're all connected. You know, the scientists are showing us everything is connected. We're all connected, right? So whether it's neuroscience, epigenetics, whether it's quantum physics, everybody shows that we're all connected. So change yourself. You'll change the world. That's what I know. All right. Listen, Judy, I got to take a quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to take a little deeper dive into some of the topics we're talking about here. I'm hoping I can take a deeper break today. Here we go. All right.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Candy Foster. I'm with Judy Wilkins-Smith. And this is such a profound topic that we're talking about, Judy. You know, I'm looking at my notes here. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, how do we rewire healthy patterns in our brain? So once we identify them, once we get the patterns, how do we rewire the healthy patterns? Let me ask you one other thing. How do we know what's healthy? Okay, for us.
Okay, so first thing you want to do is ask yourself what you want. Because we have really good self-knowledge, even though we don't think so. When people tell me I have no idea what my purpose is and I don't know what to look for or ask for, that often means that in the family system, you went into service of the system and forgot your wants. But if you look at a child, a child doesn't walk until it wants to. It doesn't grow until it wants to. Wants are important. So identify your wants and then write down one new thought that you can have that's powerful and resonates for you, that really makes you feel something. That means you're taking care of the heart being open. And when your gut says yes, it's going to be relaxed or a little bit excited, but it won't be tight. It'll be excited. When you can get those three in, now you're moving. And now you're going to what you want and the pattern that you're going to change. You're literally rewiring your brain. And by the way, you're probably playing in the quantum field, because if this is a new thought and a new feeling and a new action, it's new to your system. You're choosing a completely new pattern. So what you want to do is keep doing that one until it takes. Think of all the things that go with it that feel good, that, and take those small steps. It doesn't matter how small they are. They do add up. And you'll have heard that from many people. They add up. And when it's taken, you're ready for the next one.
The small steps is the key to this with courage and persistence.
For some, some people want to take a leap and they can, but don't be put off.
That's true. Yeah, some people can do that. And some people, you know, it's really wise what Judy said. Just, you know, take small steps. It's like, and where do you start? You know, for me, I know that a lot of people would have a challenge getting to the gym. Let's say they have this want to go to the gym and work out, right? And, you know, from my point of view, it's if you commit to getting there just three times, small step, once you do that, you'll break the pattern and you'll start doing it more and more. Now, some of you, it might take 10 times, and some of you, it might take once. But usually it's like you just get there, you get out of your comfort zone, you create that new neural pathway of being there and experiencing it, and all of a sudden it starts to work for you. As long as your want is strong, as long as your purpose, I love what you said, Judy, you know, your purpose has to be, what did you say, compelling. That was the word.
It's got to be compelling, and it's got to be stronger than where you are now. And you've got to ask yourself every day, is it worth it? Because it's worth it.
Is it worth it? Interesting. Okay. So is it worth it? One of the things I like to do too is kind of assess where clients are when they come to me, Judy. So I'll ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, where's your health? Where's your fitness? Where's your career? Where's your business? Where's your finance? Where's your relationships? Where's your spiritual life? Where's your social life? Where's your connection life? You know, I just ask them that. And I think that's a starting point for a lot of people. They have to just realize, because a lot of people, we go through this life and we're kind of unconscious, you know, until we reach this block or something gets painful or we start suffering. And then even then, I know people that have chronic back issues and pain in their body, and they just don't pay attention to it. They just, it's like, well, I'll just get a pill. How do we, what's your word to those people?
What they're doing is they're in a systemic trance quite often, because if you look, the guy with the sore back's father had a sore back and his grandfather had a sore back. So his message is, well, that's normal. No, it's not normal. Do you want normal or do you really want what's possible? So it's shifting from what is to what's possible. You know, in constellations work, it's often about looking at the pattern and saying, oh, I get it. I don't need to do that. But the next step is what's possible. And we forget that. We've been so taught to be small. It's why on my website, the first question that's there is, how big are you willing to be? And like you, I do that sort of assessment of what pieces are there, but I do it, and you will too, I'm sure, for a very specific reason. I want to know, where are the low ones that we can push? Where are the ones that are out there that we need to pull in? So it gives you a really good assessment wheel, and it tells you where you can go with your client. I say, your people, if they would do that, take the time and say, on the scale of 1 to 10, where am I in these areas? And where is the one, when I look at all of those, that makes me smile when I think of the possibility? That's where you go first.
I love that. So my audience just pauses for a second and answers that question that Judy just asked. Say that again, Judy.
Sure. You want to go through all of those areas that Ken mentioned and rate yourself on a 1 to 10. Then look at the one that goes, oh, that's where I want to be. The one that really kind of lights up for you. And that's where you begin. That's your big one that you begin with.
That's where we begin. And then the other part, I believe, where we begin is we go over and we get Judy's book right now. Just go to Amazon. Don't leave the show, but go to Amazon after you're done here and get Decoding Your Emotional Blueprint, A Powerful Guide to Transformation Through Detangling Multi-Generation Patterns. I think that's a wonderful starting point. Then go through the evaluation. First, go through the evaluation, then get Judy's book. And then you can start on a new path. You can actually heal those generational patterns inside of you, you know, transform them so that you have clarity. You know, I think of multi-generational cultures that, you know, one culture might be thin, one culture might be heavy. The thin people want to have more weight. The weight people want to have less weight. We can break all those patterns, whatever you want. Is that what we're talking about here?
Absolutely. You can break those whenever you want because you develop mindsets and the mindsets become your truth or the truth. Only it's not the truth. It's your truth. And you can break that anytime you want. I think the most important thing is that transformation isn't for the chosen few. It's for the ones who choose it. That's all.
It's for the ones that choose it. I think there's one other piece that we want to throw in here, and that is taking 100% responsibility for everything that's showing up in your world. And I know that's a difficult concept for a lot of people, but once we can embrace that concept, then we can start to get out of victim mode and start to do the work that Judy's talking about. Realize we can pretty much change everything. I don't know much that we can't change. How much we can't heal. And, you know, there are certain, you know, diseases that have gone too far that you might need a miracle to heal. I don't, but I've even seen those happen. So I'm not sure that there's too much we can't change in this world. Judy, I've got a minute left. You've got the microphone. Tell me what your message is to those that are listening today.
I would say in with your take responsibility for your life, I always ask, how big are you willing to be? And people ask me, isn't that a little egotistical? And my response is no. The day that you agree to be the biggest version of yourself is the humblest day of your life. It's the first day that you fully take responsibility for growing your life as large as it can. And now you're in service of the universe. You can change it.
Wow. Judy Wilkinson, thank you for being here on the show today. I appreciate being here.
Ken, it's been such fun. Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today at the Heal It Show. Please, again, let your family, friends know about this show. Also pass this show around. This is a powerful show that can change your life and can change people that watch its life. Until next time, be sure to think in terms of healing it no matter what. Take care.